Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and important news you need to know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. When I count my blessings at Thanksgiving, one will be that Americans have rejected all of its past failed experience with socialism and the resulting bounty from doing so that led to the very first Thanksgiving. While members of the English Separatist Church sailed to the New World on the Mayflower in 1620, the adult male pilgrims who were not servants signed the Mayflower Compact. This document pledged that every person was subservient to the good of the community. Private property was forbidden. In other words, socialism. After landing and establishing homesteads and farms, Plymouth Plantation Governor William Bradford noted that many people made excuses to avoid obligations to farm or hunt. Food became scarce. Almost half of the colonists died by the following spring. The next summer, socialism was abolished. Colonists could then own private property. The colony's fortunes improved dramatically. Governor Bradford wrote in his journal how people who previously claimed to be too sick or too busy with childcare to work were now sowing crops on their farms. This rejection of socialism brought a bountiful harvest that fall, for which the pilgrims celebrated the very first Thanksgiving. The blessings of liberty, private property, and free market created the bounty that the pilgrims celebrated that first Thanksgiving. Ever since, this respect for private property and individual liberty have led to ever greater prosperity. And because it rejected socialism, the United States became a beacon for immigrants, many now fleeing from lands where they lived under socialism. Even the poorest Americans today are far better off than most of the world's inhabitants who live under socialist regimes. There have been numerous other socialist experiments in America over the centuries, all of which failed. Today, even though America is gradually turning away from the principles of liberty, private property, and the free market that made this country so bountiful, there are still some blessings for which to give thanks tomorrow. At Liberty Coin Service, founded by R. William Bradford, a direct descendant of Governor William Bradford from the Plymouth Colony, we wish you the blessings of Thanksgiving. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.